I'm walking through Grafham, which is right next to Grafham Water, which is a reservoir in Cambridgeshire. There's that weird kind of rain in the air, rain that's so small, doesn't matter what clothes you're wearing, unless you're wearing obviously very good waterproofs, it goes right through to your skin. Kind of hanging in the air like mist. Here's the first car I've seen on this dog walk that I'm on. And the dog's a little bit upset because I didn't bring my wellies. We're visiting the in-laws. We stayed here last night and it was pretty nice to be in a different bed. Pretty nice to be in a different house. Very nice to be looked after. And I still manage the average at the moment of about 5 hours sleep, what with the newborn. Oh, everybody must be waking up now. Another car. So, it's Easter Sunday. And not being that religious, I guess being brought up by a very religious grandmother who I've just been speaking to on the phone, devout Roman Catholic. She's got the church visiting her now. She's so old. They obviously respected her years and years and years of continued support. So now they pop round to her house. I'm not sure if she actually pays them. I'll have to find out about that. That'd be a bit dodgy. And she kind of has a communion at her house, which I guess is like a takeaway religion, I suppose, delivered to your door. So I've just spoke to her and she's asking me if I'm going to church, and she seems to forget that having had religion almost thrust upon me, forced upon me for so many years, I started to look for myself. I went travelling to try and find out what it was all about, and ended up settling for kind of a loose belief system based around Buddhist Taoist principles. My favourite spiritual book being the Tao Te Ching, this circular kind of scripture stroke book of poems that you can open at any page, doesn't really have any kind of beginning or end, and you can just open it up and read some very prophetic, very awe-inspiring wisdom. That's what I want from my kind of guidebook. If I had to pick one book to be my Bible, I think it would be A Guide for the Perplexed by E.F. Schumacher. Schumacher, anyway, dead famous kind of philosopher and economist. He actually wrote an amazing book, which is so important now, more important now than when he actually wrote it, I think, called Small is Beautiful, about microeconomics. And amazing that he kind of predicted everything that's happening in the world, but also explained to me very, very well why and how religion and spirituality are chosen by so many, shunned by so many others, and this kind of middle path, this middle way, where you wouldn't have to give up your entire life searching, and you could just be happy and confident with who you are right now. Obviously, religion is a great, great comfort to so many, and I would never talk my grandmother out of her belief. She finds great comfort in what she believes and what she practices. And it's worth it just for that, I think. As long as she doesn't go off doing any crusading or anything like that, then it's fine with me. The dog's had 3 wee's, which I'm a little bit worried about. Why are you having so many wee-wees? And we're very nearly back at the house, where I'm hoping there'll be some Wi-Fi, because there's hardly even a mobile signal in this village. And I can upload this boo. So yes, I will say Happy Easter to one and all, depending on what that means to you. For me and ours, where we are right now, it means watching some better than normal TV, eating some fantastic food, and maybe having a glass or two of the holy wine. All the best, everybody. Take care, and enjoy this day, whatever it means and brings to you.